Hey everyone, today we read from Lamentations, a couple of verses, Lamentations 3, 22 and 23, where we hear, "The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases, his mercies never come to an end, they are new every morning." And if you remember a couple of weeks ago, I talked about how we could never exhaust God's supply of grace and forgiveness and love and all of those things, that we'd never run out and we'd never reach the end of God. If you remember that, it was something that I had talked about. And Lamentations picks up on that same thing, the fact that the steadfast love of the Lord never ceases, his love never ends, his mercies never come to an end, and they're new every morning. They're new every morning. We never know from day to day how our day's going to turn out. When we wake up in the morning, we may have expectations about what the day will bring, but a lot of times it doesn't go as we originally planned or thought. And we don't have any sort of secret knowledge about what God is up to. We just do our best day to day to live as His people. And sometimes those days are harder than others. Sometimes it's just an accomplishment to get out of bed, or to make breakfast, or to have a cup of coffee, or make a phone call. But each day is different, and we just don't know what it's going to bring all the time. And what we do know is what Lamentation says, that the steadfast love of the Lord never ends, and his mercies never cease, and they're new every morning. So whatever the day brings, we know that to be true. In our gospel reading, it's from Mark chapter 5. I'm not going to read the whole thing because it's a long section. It's 21 through 43. Mark chapter 5, 21 through 43. And there's two separate events that are encapsulated in this gospel reading. The first is a man named Jairus, who's a leader in the synagogue. His daughter, 12-year-old daughter, is ill. She's on death's door, and he doesn't know what to do for her. The second is a woman who has suffered from a bleeding disorder, some sort of problem that has plagued her for 12 years, and she's tried everything, and she finds Jesus in the crowd. Neither one of them knew what the day was going to bring when they woke up that morning. I can bet that Jairus had no idea what the day would bring, and the woman who had been bleeding for 12 years or suffering from this disorder for 12 years, she had no idea what was going to happen. Jairus, his day started with being faced with tragedy. His 12-year-old daughter was dying of a fever, and there was nothing that he could do. He's a leader in the synagogue. He is a man of power and influence, and yet he's powerless to do anything to save his daughter. And it just so happens that that day, Jesus has made it to that side of the lake, and here he is in his neighborhood. Jairus, having faith, Jairus understanding the words from Lamentations about the new mercies every day, goes to Jesus because he's heard that Jesus is a healer. And so he asks Jesus, he approaches Jesus and says, "Come to my house. My daughter's deathly ill. Come and heal her. Come and see her." And so they're making their way to the house, but they have no idea what's going to happen. This crowd is following Jesus everywhere, as it has been in this gospel, that everywhere Jesus shows up, there's a crowd of people around him. And for the woman who has had this disorder, as they're making their way to Jairus's house, the crowd is following, of course. And she, having exhausted her supply of opportunities to do something about this problem she has. She's tried doctors and physicians, all sorts of other people, exhausted her resources, exhausted her money, and she hadn't gotten any better. In fact, it had just made things worse. And so this is the day that she doesn't know if she's going to live, she's going to die, but there's Jesus, and it's got to be worth something to give it a try. So she creeps into the crowd. It's really an interesting way that Mark sets it up, that there's this great crowd around Jesus, and she comes up behind him, it says in verse 27, comes up behind Jesus and touches his garment. So she sneaks through the crowd. Obviously, having this disorder is in the eyes of the people around in the community would be a shameful thing, a dirty thing that they wouldn't want to come into contact with, and she wouldn't want to come into contact with, but she risks it all to sneak in and touch Jesus' garment. She has no idea. She has this thought, if I just touch his garment, then I'll be healed. But she has really no idea what's going to happen. And that's the beauty of these new mercies. We have no idea what's going to happen. We have no idea what God has in store for us. And that was one of my favorite sayings from my vicarage supervisor, my pastor and friend, who had used to say, and probably still does, we'll see what the Lord has in store. How's this going to turn out? We'll see what the Lord has in store. We just don't know. We don't know from day to day. And for somebody who's not an optimist, confession time, I'm not an optimist. I'm actually probably closer to what would be called a jaded pessimist. I don't have the best outlook on the way things are going to turn out. And maybe that's not great for a pastor to say. I have faith in the words of Scripture. I don't have a lot of faith in the way things go in interactions with human beings. I don't ever really try to plan too much, because we'll see what the Lord has in store, and He usually has something else in store besides what I had planned. So this is a difficult one for me, because I want to have that optimistic outlook. I want to have that hopeful, Jesus can do something outlook, and yet at the same time I look around and see, but a lot of times He doesn't, at least not in the way that we think He should. And that's my struggle. That's my struggle with this, is I see, and I know it's the struggle of a lot of people, because I've had those conversations, why didn't God do something in this case or in that case? I don't know. I don't know why He chose to do something differently. I don't know why He chose to answer the prayer in a way that we didn't expect, or even maybe didn't want Him to answer the prayer. But faith in God, faith in the words of Scripture, that you know, He knows all. He knows every. He is God, and we are not. We don't get to make those determinations. He does. But I always try and keep a let's see what the Lord has in store outlook. It may not always be the most optimistic, but it is a trusting outlook. We'll see what the Lord has in store. I don't know. Jairus didn't know. The woman who was bleeding didn't know. And in fact, when she reaches out and touches his garment, one of the things that happens is Jesus turns around and sees her, which she was so hoping He wouldn't. She was so hoping that she would just touch his garment, be healed, and then disappear back into the crowd. And yet Jesus turns around and sees her, recognizes her, knows that it is her who has been healed. And she just falls down, amazed at what has happened. She's miraculously healed. That's what happens. She's miraculously healed. Jesus knows it, turns around and says, not only are you miraculously healed of your disease, but your faith in me has made you well, has made you whole, has made you complete. It's not just a healing of physical ailment. It's a completeness that she's never felt before, at least for the last 12 years. And now she does. Now she has that wholeness, that completeness in Christ. And for Jairus, it goes a little bit differently. You know, we never know what the Lord has in store. His mercies are new every morning. And as Jairus is walking back towards his house with Jesus and the crowd and the woman, somebody meets them on the road and says, it's too late. Your daughter's passed away. She succumbed to the fever and she died. And can you imagine the hope that has been dashed? that Jesus was on his way. He's coming with Jairus. They're on their way. The Calvary is coming. And it's a little too late. Similar to when Lazarus died and Jesus shows up and Mary and Martha say, if you had been here, he wouldn't have died. You're too late. You're too late, Jesus. But Jesus has other plans. We'll see what the Lord has in store. Jesus has other plans for his daughter. And he goes into the house where everyone is weeping and wailing and making a commotion. And Jesus is like, what is wrong with you people? She's not dead. She's just sleeping. And of course, for Jesus to say that is, you know, a ridiculous statement for all the people listening. But let's see what the Lord has in store. So he goes in, takes her by the hand, whispers in her ear to rise, and she does. The breath of life re-enters her, and she stands up and is renewed. She's refreshed. She's made alive again. That wasn't necessarily what Jairus had in mind for his day. You know, maybe a healing in a sense, maybe some help, but certainly not a resurrection in his own house. He wasn't sure what the day would bring. Obviously, this wasn't what he had planned, but here it is. Life overcoming death, healing overcoming sickness, all of these things that the people didn't expect are happening. And that's the miraculous thing about God's steadfast love and his never-ending mercies and his renewal of those mercies every day, is you never know what to expect from Jesus. You never know what the day is going to bring. You can wake up one morning and think, today is going to be the worst day of my life. It's going to be the hardest day of my life. I have to go through all of this stuff. And Jesus says, yeah, you may have to, but I'm going to go there with you. I'm going to walk through it with you. I'm going to be there every step of the way. You don't know what the Lord has in store. You don't know what his mercies are going to do or what his steadfast love will accomplish. We don't know that because we can't see the future. We can't predict the future. We can't see from day to day. And we make our best plans and see what the Lord has in store. That's faith. You know, that's the essence of faith, is not knowing what God is going to be up to, but knowing that he's going to be up to something. And you are part of that. You are part of what God is up to, what he's doing, what he has in store for you. And yeah, it's not always going to be good stuff. It's not always going to be, it's not always going to be buttercups and roses. It's not always going to be an answer to prayer that's the miraculous. It's not always going to be those things. And probably more often than not, it's going to be a tough day. That's life in this world. That's the life we experience. It's going to be a tough day. But there are miracles in store. There are things that are going to happen that you didn't expect. There's going to be wonders and signs and amazing things. And then there are going to be tough things and sad and tragic and hard things. But we trust in that word, that his steadfast love never ceases, no matter what the day brings. His mercies are new every day, no matter what that day brings. His love is there for you every single moment, no matter what you face. His mercies are new. His steadfast love never ends. So together, let's see what the Lord has in store for us each day. Amen.